Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
and we'll lend a hand.
Lending hands,
lending God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
lending God's favor.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. That's the greetings of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, saying peace be unto you and Allah's blessings be unto you. This is Woody Abdul Kareem calling, hosting the show or co-hosting the show from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And you are listening to the Reality of the Creator broadcast. And today's topic, chosen by the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's topic is, are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to die? Which is obviously a pretty powerful sentence in of itself. I'd like to welcome you again to the broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. And we could you could marinate on that topic just for a moment or two. Are you prepared to die? And the host and I are going to get a few things together here, and we will start the show here in less than 60 seconds. Thank you very much, and we look forward to a wonderful conversation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. Welcome to the Reality of the Creator broadcast. This is your co-host, Imam Abdul Kareem, calling, hosting from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And the show's topic today again is, are you prepared to die? And your host is Imam Shahid Shabazz. He's having some technical difficulties right now. But we will get into the show, and we have, you know, several callers on the switchboard. So we definitely will start the topic and get it going. I'm waiting for a few more callers to come in. Anyone who was listening in last week knows that we kind of ended the show with a concern of one of the callers, a brother from Durham area, who opened a bigger topic that, you know, definitely couldn't have been answered in the last 90 seconds that we had left of the show. So I'm looking forward to having him call again today so that we can maybe open up with something like that and, and get some of those concerns and questions answered, because lots of times you hear that one person has a question and vocalizes it, but it may be more people out there that have that same concern or might have that same question or might be thinking about that same topic and didn't have a chance to ask or, you know, just didn't want to put themselves out there to ask. But as usual, we encourage everybody who may have a question or a concern or not know something to just go ahead and, you know, when you're picked or hit the number one button so that you show up, just go ahead and ask your question and say your concern and state it. You know, of course, you know, try to be as polite and nice as possible because we're all out here just trying to grow together and get closer to our Lord. And, you know, those kind of any kind of questions or concerns are definitely encouraged and definitely benefit the people listening and as well as the person who's asking the question. So, you know, we always say the cure to ignorance is a question. The cure to not knowing is a question. And ignorance is not a negative term. You know, you could use it negatively, of course, but not knowing is ignorance. Whenever you don't know something, you're ignorant to that, but that doesn't make you an ignorant person. You know, there's a lot of things I wish I could cook that I don't know how to cook, and I'm ignorant to those methods of cooking, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm an ignorant person. I just, I'm ignorant to, you know, baking or frying or lots of the methods of cooking that people like, but I'm going to get it, inshallah. Let's go to Quran and Sunnah. And we opened up with Surat al-Fatiha, which is a Sunnah, which is a practice of the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And that surah goes like this. It's the very first chapter in Quran. It opens up in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And one of the, this is just one of the translations because there's several translations to this surah. All praise and thanks is to Allah, or be to Allah, the Lord of mankind and everything that exists, the most gracious, the most merciful, the owner and the only ruler of the day of recompense. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. Guide us to the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, and not the way of those who have earned your anger or of those who have went astray. And the Arabic, you know, when we don't want to go with the translation, because, you know, this translation says those who go astray. And another translation might say the way of those whom hast bestowed thou grace and not the way of those who have earned your wrath or who have gone astray. So the wording could be different: anger, wrath, displeasure. But we can always go to the Arabic, which is A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, me seeking Allah's protection from shaitan, who's accursed and always looking to deceive the believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, the Lord of the worlds and everything exists. Al-Rahman, Ir-Rahim, the cherisher, the sustainer of the worlds, Malik Yawmiddin, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Dina sirat al-mustaqim, show us the straight way or guide us to the straight way. Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. And that's the last sentence there, which I said, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portent is not wrath and who go not astray. And we always say Ameen because this is just a dua, a prayer that we're making to our Lord. Okay, so once again, we are on the reality of the, you are on the reality of the Creator podcast. And are you prepared to die is the topic that was chosen by Imam Shahid Shabazz, the host. And he wanted to bring to light some of the points that we discussed when we were talking about this topic, when he gave this topic as the source of the show or the main point criteria for the show this weekend. He said that this virus is reminding all of us of our physical life. Everybody's trying to protect themselves physically, you know, wearing masks, social distancing, gloves, you know, the whole thing has us worried about our physical being. He said, but our spiritual life is the truth. That's the true life. So it's actually the reverse of what we see, which is most of what Allah tries to plant in our minds when we read Quran. You know, everything that's right in front of us is temporary. Things that you can't see, that you can't touch, that you can't feel, that you could only barely imagine is what the reality is. So it's almost the reverse. And this society is almost reverse. You know, the society says, look at this, touch that, drink this, it's okay. And Allah in a lot of cases says, don't touch this, don't touch that, don't drink that, it's not okay. This virus has us reminded about our physical life, and our spiritual life is what the truth is. It's what the real reality is. If you saw the movie The Matrix, you know, like we're just in some kind of a construct, you know. So is that really air you're breathing? You know, is that really your desk you're touching? Is that really your phone that you're holding? Because those things are temporary. And the truth is the spiritual life. And we will be raised up to be judged. Every single one of us will be raised up to be judged by our Creator. And being judged by our Creator is, you know, something that you want to go as easily and quickly as possible. It's not something that you want to sit there a long time and try to answer a bunch of questions with the law. Like, oh yeah, I did this good thing and that good thing, because, you know, those who are the most fortunate of us will have a very quick reckoning. Won't even have to be judged. We'll just cross the bridge like a streak of lightning. And that's what we want. Because anytime we have to be questioned, there's just too many sins and potholes in this life that we live that we can get caught up into or fall into. So the point was not to forget about our soul. I'm going to just go through a couple of the callers that have been on since the very beginning of the call, just to get your name and where you're calling from. If you have a statement, fine. If not, just say your name and where you're calling from. And then we'll go a little bit deeper into the topic, just because I have a lot of people on the switchboard, and I just want to start to maybe get a feel for some of the folks who are online today. So first, I'm going to go with this 336 497, this local 336 number, ends in 8734. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Imam Abdul Shahid Shabazz, and I'm calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Alhamdulillah. You fooled me. You came in on a different line, and I was hoping that was you. I actually called you on the break, and you didn't answer, probably because you were on the show. And alhamdulillah, Imam, I'm glad you're there on the show. I was you know, struggling to fill your shoes on this one. So, assalamu alaikum, Aki. How are you?
I'm fine, man. I hope you are. And I did hear you, and you have done a wonderful job of explaining to the people about the day of judgment as in regards to this virus that they so in a frenzy about, like piranha fish. They can eat up something so quick. And, you know, when you're ignorant, you can destroy yourself quickly. But anyway, if you would come on when you're ready for me to come on.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for you to come on, brother. Alhamdulillah. You can definitely.
Okay, Allahu Akbar. Okay, well, thank you. Allahu Akbar. Almighty Allah is the greatest. It's greater than everything He created. I heard you already go over the prayer there. Fakir Hall, you did a wonderful job. I always love to hear you do that. And that is the opening prayer. And that prayer, actually, the Fatiha of the Holy Quran, a prayer that will cure not only physical illnesses, but mental and spiritual illnesses that we got as human beings. The Fatiha of the Quran, if you truly and sincerely read it and you are true and sincere, it will guide you through all of these evils, and Allah, the Creator, will protect you from all of these evil diseases of the mind, diseases of the heart, diseases of the body, and the diseases of our soul. And Almighty Allah say in his book, the Quran, he said, "Kun hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid, wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad." Say, "He Allah." This is very important, because without this, and I've been trying to get this to some people, and they've been rejecting it, and they say they're Muslims. And ain't nowhere in the way that, ain't nowhere in the world they can be true believers in the creator of the heavens and the earth and reject this particular ayat in the Quran. Matter of fact, Brother Abdul Kareem, would you break that down? I just said it in Arabic, but would you break that down in English? Cool, you know, the Ikhlas?
Oh, sure. Alhamdulillah. Surah Al-Ikhlas. It's it's actually one of the first surahs that we learn as Muslims, because it's the shortest surah, and it is it's a Meccan surah. So the Prophet taught it or brought it to us very early in Islam. So it was something that was short and easy to remember, and bring the hearts of the people into the fold, getting them closer to Allah. So it goes, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul hu Allahu ahad. Say, "He Allah is one." And this was because they asked about our Lord. Like they asked the Prophet back then, who is Allah? Who is God to you? You know, who is your Lord? Because back then, you have to remember, the Bedouins had many idols that they prayed and they worshiped to. So he said, "Who is, you know, yours? We have Lot and Izza, and they have different names for so many different idols." And all the travelers who came in to Mecca to do trading would bring their own traveling idols. So they're like, "We got 200 idols here. Which one is yours?" And Allah commanded the Prophet Muhammad with this surah, which is Surah Al-Ikhlas. It says, "Qul hu Allahu ahad." Say, "He Allah, the one and only." Okay, say, "He is Allah, the one, ahad, one." And that's different than one finger on your hand when you got five fingers on your hand.
That's
Allah,
right?
It's one, it's a unique one. There's no other, there's no mold for it. There's no before, after, it's one. Allah Hussamad, Allah, the eternal, the absolute. Allah Hussamad means that he's self-sufficient. He's a master. He doesn't need any of his creatures, but all his creatures need him. He's the creator of everything, and nothing is the creator of him. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't sleep, so he doesn't have any of these worldly things that we as humans, or that is as creation, have. His living creation, we need to eat, we need to sleep. We need to, because we get tired, we need to go to the bathroom, we need to do this, he has none of that. Allahu Samad, the absolute, the eternal. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not, nor is he begotten. So he said it right there. I am not begotten, and I don't beget, which means I don't have children, and I was not born. Like, I don't have a father. I was not begotten. Right? As older guys, the imam is my senior, but I'm still old enough that I can say, "Come here, son," to some little kid who's not my son. But I can't say to him, "Come here, my begotten son," because whoever his father is might punch me in my mouth, say, "That's not your begotten son, that's my son." But he'd be okay with me saying, "Come here, son," because I'm older than him. I'm a senior, so I could say son. But Allah makes it clear here, he begets not, nor is he begotten. He doesn't have
that's
any
right.
children, and he's nobody's child.
That's
Walam
right.
Yakulahu kufuwan ahad. And there is none like unto him, and there is nothing co-equal to him. There is nothing comparable to him. That's why it's so important that we have the Arabic to go back to, because one translation, I have a few translations, but I know one translation says, "There is none like unto him." Another translation says, "There is no co-equal or comparable to him." Another
right.
one said, "The one and only." But we could all take all these translations and go back to what Allah said, which is walam yaqullahu kufuwan ahad. And that ahad means all of those things. No comparable, no equal, nothing like it, no first, no second. This is the one that is the only, the one and only. There is no, he broke the mold after this one. No, there was no mold, and there's not going to be a mold after. So alhamdulillah for the opportunity to explain that, Imam Shabazz, but that's and I'll say the whole thing so that they hear the whole surah. Qul hu Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yaqul lahu kufuwan ahad. Alhamdulillah. All right, Imam. Back to you, Imam, inshallah.
Well, thank you very much, and that was very beautiful in terms of you breaking it down so that even the common person can understand that, because the nature of all people, all creation and all people is good. So people, if they know good, even if they are bad people and are deceivers, evil, wicked people, deceivers, they still know good. I'm going to tell you why. There's an ayat or a verse in the Quran where the evil one, the chief of all evil people, all evil things Allah created down here on earth is Satan. He's called Satan. And Satan says in the Quran, he says, Lord, so when people say that, associate him, say, oh, evil got power too. Satan stop him right there in their track and say, no. Evil. I represent all evil, and I have no power, and I fear Allah. So you see that? Evil fears Allah. So why did the one that is the chief evil one down here that evil people are following, his evil ways and his evil demonic ways, the people that's doing it and the spirits that's with him in their spiritual world of darkness, of death, of misery and hell, they also fear Allah. Why do they fear Allah? Because they was in heaven with Allah one time in Jannah, heaven, and they were walking with the angels serving Allah. They were called, they're called jinns. And Allah says in the Quran, I only created human beings and jinns that they may serve me and worship me. So you do have some jinns that do worship Allah in people. In fact, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the special peace and mercy and blessings be upon him, he asked Allah, and he was the most humblest of human beings we know. He asked Allah, he said, Allah, I know you accept, you have said you accept my worship, and you have forgiven me of all of my sins, and you have granted me paradise already. But he said, Allah, I know you created me human, and I have a jinn, so I still ask you to, and our jinn would be in human being, to explain it another way, ourselves, what you want to do. When you say I or my, this is mine. I ain't giving you anything. You get your own. That's the jinn in you. The jinn is selfish. The jinn don't want to share. The jinn don't want to be just to others. The jinn want to treat people, our jinn and us want to treat people bad and want them to treat us good. That's when you know you're under the influence of your evil jinn, just like Satan, your father, the evil chief jinn, Satan. That's who you're following. Now, this is something right here, Brother Abdul Kareem, I just wanted to share with the people, and I'm so proud of this man. I say, Allahu Akbar. This man, his name is Carnell Spivey, and I got a book of his called Spiritual Warfare, and guess where he's from?
Where?
Connorsville, North Carolina, where I stayed.
Really? MashaAllah.
Yeah. And I want to read something from this book. He's a Christian, but he ain't like most Christian, so-called Christians I know. And this man is up in age around about 77 or maybe 80. This man says here, he said, if you want to be a good preacher, he says, out of these scriptures, I want to make three points. He said, that is, good preaching, you know. He said, remember Luke in the Bible, Luke in the Holy Bible, verse 4, he said Jesus was tempted by Satan three times. He said, Paul says in the last days, people will abandon the faith in Allah and follow after their own doctrines of demons. He said, what is doctrines of demons? He said, glad you asked. And then he go down here to John in the Bible, John, first chapter, first verse. And it says here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that would be the same thing you just said, Kulhu Allah, Hu Ahad, in a more clearer fashion, when that you can't associate nothing with the Creator, because the Creator in this English language, you're right, it don't do justice to say God, because people have made all kinds of things their gods, idol gods to worship. But Allah in Arabic do not mean God. It means what the brother just expressed to you. So this man says, so any word that is not the word of Allah is not of Allah. And any doctrine that is based on the word of Allah is a doctrine of Allah. For Allah and His word are one and the same. Now think about that. This man is a Christian by title, but he don't really call himself a Christian. This man just called himself an educator of humanity. And in the title of his book is called Spiritual Warfare. So it ain't no way we can fight this spiritual warfare. That's what's going on now with the game the government playing. The game of the government of Satan. The government of the world, they all work for Satan. And that is what is going on now. So this fight, people think, is a physical fight. Just like you said, are you ready to die? Most people, man, they cleaning out the stores like, you know, all the food and all the stuff in the store, toilet paper, that's going to save them. I mean, it's absurd. And Allah, the Most High Creator, say the people who are of this world's way of thinking, they are absurd. And absurdity means insanity. You're insane. You're absurd. You don't make no sense. And that's how most people in this world are. They're absurd. That's what the creators, Allah, say. They don't make no sense. So this here running around here in a frenzy shows you that most people, they fear to die. Now, let's talk about this thing. This is deep, man. Why do most people fear to die? Brother Kareem, I'm going to ask you that question. Why do you think most people fear to die?
Well, I think there's some hadith that say, and there's some scholars that are a lot smarter than me say it's mainly because people know this life. They know what they have here. They could go outside and touch their car. They could go and open the refrigerator and grab some food out of it, but they don't know what's coming in the hereafter. So people are scared to go from something that's prepared, something that's established, to something that's not established, something that's not prepared, something that they don't know what the outcome is going to be. And that's the biggest reason. And I would say as believers, or as someone who strives to be a believer, you know, my fear is the unknown, you know, the unknown. Have I pleased Allah enough to earn His mercy, or have I, you know, done so much whack displeasing things that I've earned His wrath and I have to pay for that, you know? So that's what I would think it is, you know?
Okay, well, I appreciate that, but I'm going to be coming a little different from where you just came. I'm coming from the Holy Quran also, but I'm coming in a different way. I'm coming in a different way. But I want these people to know, because there are people on our show and come on our show, they are criticizing our show like we're not teaching the whole truth and like they can come on and they can do better. And if they can come on and do better, why won't they press the number one button and come on and do better? But Allah says in the Holy Quran, Allah says, fear me, Allah the creator. Why do Allah say, fear me in the Quran over and over again? In the Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believers, Allah says, at the first ayat or verse says, Allah says, fear me, fear Allah, and believe in the unseen. Those are the believers. Why fear Allah? If you don't fear Allah, that means that you don't fear doing wrong. Allah is all good. So if you don't fear your creator, you're not going to be able to do good. He's all good. So where are you going to get any goodness from if you don't get it from the creator of all good, who's all good? So Allah, after that, also along in that ayat, Allah said, fear me and fear the fire. Fear the fire. Yes. So, you know, I want to say, and I hear some people saying this, and you can agree or disagree, but I agree. I hear a lot of people, because I just said it in the Quran, Allah says, fear the fire. I hear a lot of people that's Christians and other persuasions of life say that I don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell. We know this is not the eternal hell fire that Allah has prepared for those who want to live their life in this world doing just what they want to do, all evil, being selfish and living an old evil, selfish life. Most people fear death, I hear a lot of people saying, because they don't want to go to hell. And those that say that, and I'm saying it, we are absolutely right, because Allah says, if you die in sin, this is in the Quran, you are going to hell. He said, if you live your life and you die in sin, you are going to hell. And, you know, so that's my understanding of the Quran, and that's my understanding. People just don't fear the unknown. They do fear the unknown, but this is deeper than just fearing the unknown. And I would say to myself that if people got an opportunity to look at this world and they got an opportunity to see that the end of evil is evil, and people got an opportunity to know that when they die, they may not believe in the unseen or the unknown, but Allah says this for people like that too. And they got the Quran. It's all over the world now, so it's no excuse. Allah says this too. I'm the one who created you for the first time, and I didn't have no problem doing it. He says, so when I call you to die, to death, what makes you think it's not easy for me to raise you back up again for judgment? So this needs to be told to people also, brother. And Allah also says, this is something that I had wrote in the past, but it's good for now with this so-called virus going around and most of the people panicking and, you know, acting like, oh, I'm acting like they're ready to die. And also Allah say this, and I want to say this briefly. Allah says, if you don't want to meet him, people, he don't want to meet you on the day of judgment. So he don't want to meet you. And you know why Allah don't want to meet you, people? Because Allah don't want you to go to hell. Allah don't want you to go to the hellfire. Allah didn't create human beings to go to the hellfire. He created human beings and put his eternal life in us so we could be blessed after we're tested on earth. And if we pass the test, come back home to him in his eternity. Heaven, his eternal heaven. He did not create us to go to hell. We choose to go to hell by following our own will, believing what we want to believe, giving our own opinion. That stuff don't count. Allah says nobody's word is truer than his word. In other words, Allah said in the Quran, my word is the truth, and there is no truth outside of my truth. So whatever anybody says outside of my truth is a lie. And here, as I say, it's still preparing for the day of judgment, along with, are you ready to die? It says here, people, your life here, as the brother just said, is only to be tested. for the day of judgment. People, nothing here will have any advantage or value for you on that day. All that will matter will, all that matters and will bring you gain will be a life of good pleasure of Allah, the good pleasure of your Creator. Please strive and live in your life only to please your Creator. This is what it means. This means you did not seek the good pleasure of your Creator, but you sought your pleasure in the things He created only, and mainly yourself, your evil self. So only in pleasing Allah, your Creator, and will you be able to escape the evil of this world and the evil of the next life. And Allah say in His last and final revelations in the Quran, which confirm all of His revelation to all His prophets and messengers, Allah says, this is very profound. A lot of true Muslims are here saying this, and it feels so good. Allah say, hearts do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah and also in the good pleasure of Allah. So if these people were trying to please Almighty God Allah, their hearts would be at peace and they wouldn't be scared. They wouldn't be afraid of no virus. And I want to say this, it's many viruses out here right now before the government came out with this here joke and this game. It's already viruses out here. It's already diseases out here. And Allah say all diseases come from the human being heart, being into self and not being into pleasing Him, Allah. So Allah says hearts do find satisfaction in the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah also say He revealed the Quran, only the Holy Quran, as a healing for the diseases in our hearts as human beings. So this is the cure for not only this virus, but for all viruses and all ill. It is pleasing your Creator, striving to live a life where you're trying to please your Creator and not your evil self, our evil self. So, you know, the purpose of, in my conclusion right now, of all creation, as the brother said, is only to please the Creator and people. This is no joke, because most people talking this old talk and like they're so holy and bragging on themselves. I've been righteous all my life. I'm so righteous. I'm so good. And judging other people, that's a deadly game. That's slander. And also you're boasting and bragging on yourself, which Allah, our Creator, say, don't brag and don't boast on yourself. Why? You're boasting and bragging on evil. All praises, like the brother say, is due to the Creator. He's the one that have all the power. He's the one that have all the good. So if you're going to boast on anyone, it should be boasting and giving all praises and thanks and gratitude to your Creator. And if this is no game or joke, people, again, and it says, prepare for Allah, your Creator, or you will burn in the hell flames. I'm through right now, Brother Kareem.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother, for that. You are listening to the podcast, The Reality of the Creator. And that is your host who was just speaking there, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we appreciate that, everything that you dropped there. This is Woody Abdul-Karim, your co-host. And today's topic is, are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to die? And we have, a lot of people on the switchboard. I'm going to just reach out to some some numbers who I recognize at first, and then if we have time, we'll go to some of the other numbers that I don't recognize and definitely give you an opportunity to talk. But first, I want to go to our sister Isla, who we love to hear from, because I say that she's the spark plug. You got an 8-cylinder car. She's all 8 spark plugs. So,
yeah.
And we hope you're doing well. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Isla, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Wa alaikum as-salam. Alhamdulillah, yes, I'm doing fine as well as can be expected. a lot of healing with me. I'm coming along. I'm still in rehab, but I'm still well. So I thank Allah for that. And thank me for being able to hear this show today, this beautiful show and discussion. Are you prepared to die? Which is definitely timely, as you can see, because death is definitely all around us today. And people are dying like never before.
That's right.
Shabbat should say, this is death time. and there's no more truth than it is now, that it's death time. So
that's right.
They're willing to think, you know, about who you are, who you are, and why you are, you know, and realize that we're travelers. We're traveling through this world, you know. And we're only here for a moment, but we have something to do. We're being tested as a travel through. And we're on a journey, and we should realize that journey is going to lead us back to our Creator who put us on this earth. So when we return to Him, we have to be prepared to answer what we did while we were on this earth, because He gave us instructions, certain instructions that we had to follow.
That's right.
So most people want to see themselves as being God, as some Creator. Even now, with all this going on, they talk about each other, what this person's not doing, what that person's not
doing. That's
right. And seeking to answer it from each other, but you don't hear them talking about God in any respect, anyway, you know.
Sure don't.
And they are living in an illusion. They don't want to face reality, that they are, they're the higher Creator. Who's in control, that no man brought this on. They brought it on the actions and bad deeds, whether they understand it or not. As the man Shahi said, that this is a disease from their heart. It's reflected. The life that they have lived on earth as what they have brought about as a result of it.
That's right.
Therefore, people need to start thinking today. Thinking about, not about self, the physical self, the spiritual self. You know, the journey they will be taking, if their Creator should call them home, they should be the next one to be called to Allah. Or wherever they go, what would you do? What's going to happen? You know, you think they need to start thinking about the hereafter, because they will be living whether they want to face or not, and they will have to answer to how they lived their life on this earth. This is basically all I had to say. That this is reality. Wake up. Call. This is a wake up call. Prepare to answer the call.
You're absolutely right, Sister Isla. And I'm going to let Brother Abdul Kareem just give a comment on what you said, and then inshallah, I'll comment.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Isla, for that.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. As you said, we look for that spark there, and we appreciate that insight, and thank you for sharing that with us. And we wish you the speedy recovery. We wish Allah, that we pray that Allah brings you back even healthier and better than you were, and brings you back where you could co-host again, and I could be the caller on the show, and brings you back in excellent shape. So we love you and we appreciate you, sister. So assalamu alaikum, and we'll probably bring you back on before the end of the show. Thank you. There's another caller that it's in the 313 area code. I'm just going to see if you have want to say your name and what's your comment. Last four is 1273 from the 313 area code. I know you come on usually every week, but we don't always get to hear a comment from you. So if you'd like to speak, if you could just tell us what's your name and where you're calling from, it's totally up to you. Hello, caller, 313 area code? No? Okay, no problem. So then we have Brother Larry on their 919 area code, 2047. I know we ended the show last week. Brother Larry had a comment that would have taken a little bit too long to end in the last 90 seconds that we had. But definitely a regular on the show, longtime listener and caller. So we appreciate you. Brother Larry, are you there?
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam, Brother Holloway.
Yeah, you have a comment, brother?
Yes, I just like to speak on what I've heard thus far, and I would like to give my opinion on you know, the death, the fear that we as human beings here on earth have. And surely Allah has endowed in all his creatures, all his moving creatures on earth. Surely Allah has endowed on us all. Ants, trees, ants, bees, all his moving creatures. The fear of death. Everything that moves on this earth fears death. It always, if something tries to kill it, something tries to get it, it tries to fight back or escape to get away from death.
That's right.
We all fear death. And until we are spiritually endowed, then we're not prepared for death, and we don't seek to go, as the brother mentioned earlier, to the unknown. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to listen to the show. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, so alaykum salam. Well, I just want to say briefly, if I can, you said a lot. It ain't how much you say, it's the substance and the contents of what you said. And the substance and contents of what you said was profound. It will save your life. It will save you from evil in this world, and it will save you from evil in the next life. Those words you said. You said a mouthful, as we used to say. So it ain't how much you say, it's the substance and contents of what you say, Brother Holloway. And I appreciate you, and I love you dearly. I thank you for coming on. And like you say, me and you, we know each other personal, so me and you can discuss, you know, things personal. And a thing I love and just want the people to know that Allah says that he created us as nations and tribes, that we might get to know each other and not despise and hate each other. So when we have a disagreement, that don't mean Allah want us to hate that brother or hate that sister. Allah want us to, you know, first of all, pray, because prayer changes things. Only Allah can bring us together. The family that prays together stays together. If we pray to Allah together and we sincere, Allah will keep our unity, keep our love and respect and love and unity between one another as he created us, Brother Holloway. I just want to say that. And also, I just want to say out of the Quran, because this is always beautiful to me. I mean, it's just like I'm picking up the Quran 4 to 6 years ago for the first time. When I read it any time, but it's certain things, not things, but certain words of Allah that stands out and just hit me more harder. And it says here, to Allah is due sincere devotion, and to Allah alone. It says, there is none like unto Allah. All nature obeys Allah. All nature obeys Allah's laws. And our own growth and life proclaim Allah, our Lord and Cherisher. And that's what you just said. How can we blaspheme? And if you don't, people don't know what blasphemy means, it means to say anything negative or tell a lie and say that God said this right here. And you know that's a lie. That's blasphemy. Lying on the Creator. Allah said we must serve him. If we want to be saved from our evil and the evils of this world and the next, Allah say he is the one and the true creator. He's saying we must serve him with sincere devotion, sincere devotion. And Allah say we must follow his law, his moral law of good morality and justice in its highest spiritual meaning, not physical, but spiritual meaning. Allah says, oh, yes, the law says our own. You got a lot of people in all walks of life, religion, and Brother Kareem, you talks about this a lot. People do a lot of good. And a lot of people we would consider as good people. And we might even consider ourselves as a good person. But the only one that will determine and accept our good is Allah, and that's on the day of judgment. Because Allah say there's a lot of people that in this world, he said the majority of them that call themselves good and say, and they do a lot of good. He said a lot of them do so much good it would look like they've done a mountain of good for people and done good, praying, fasting. He said nevertheless, on the day of judgment, after their judgment, they go into hell. And naturally, we wonder why. Why is that? They done all of that good. Although I say because they did the good for themselves, for people that talk about them. And what Brother Shaheed or Brother Larry or this person or that person done, and not say, I give all glory and all praise to our Creator for this good. MashaAllah, He's the one that has to be pleased with my good in order for my good to be accepted. So I pray that he accepts my good, and I pray he forgive me of my wrong, because I am not perfect. He didn't make me perfect, and I have many faults, and Allah is the forgiver of sin, and he's most merciful of the forgiven. So Allah say he or she that sincerely turns to Allah in repentance for their sins, and they change and start doing living right according to Allah's truth, Allah say they automatically are forgiven by him. And then again, Allah say he or she that sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she that have committed no sin at all. Look how good our Creator says. So Allah say we also, as believers in Allah, we must follow his law. We don't have no law, and we know, look at the law of the governments of the world. They ain't got no law. Their law is destruction of the people. That's not Allah's law. Allah's law is spiritual. The governments of the world and the religions of the world, Islam too. A lot of Muslims, that is, not Islam, they are doing things evil and lying on the Creator, lying on his prophets. And they got to stand account for that. That's dangerous right there. And it's, I showed up with someone this morning, and they didn't want to listen. The most dangerous thing you can do is to associate. And they know what association means. Like me and Brother Larry, we got association. We associate. So it's not like me and a law dog, a person, a creature, and its creator. That creature's creator. Allah say, if you associate anything he created with him as a partner in worship, like the man said earlier, you can say the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. How can Allah be divided up into three? He's one. Like the brother said, Ahad in Arabic means one creator. One, Ahad, one and only. And so Allah, in my conclusion, just says, all nature proclaims aloud his grace and loving kindness. And Brother Holloway, you're always talking about the grace of Almighty Allah and how grateful people should be and we should be, and you're absolutely right. And when people ask me every day, how you doing? I say, good, 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 because even though we might can't see as human beings and we can't be good, our Creator is always working on our behalf for our good, even if we don't know it, even if we don't see it, because he didn't create us for evil and do evil to us. He created us to do good by us, but we must want his goodness. He's not going to force his goodness on us. And so I do want to end with this right here. This virus they're talking about, this is just another game of evil to take people's focus off their spiritual life and the hereafter, which is very near, Allah say, and to keep their mind and their hearts and souls on their flesh, body, and these things in this world, because they're buying up the whole stores, like buying the things in the store, going to say their real life. Yeah, and they can't even do that. Because if they buy the whole store, the man sell them the whole store, and they got everything in it. If Allah wants them to die, all he got to do is say, cool, be. And you're dead. And all the toilet paper you got, all of the masses you ride around your face, can't do you no good. They ain't going to keep you rich.
You talk about you can't take it with you.
So I'm through. I just wanted to say that.
Alhamdulillah. You are listening to the broadcast of the reality of the Creator. And that was your host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. I am your co-host today, Abdul Kareem, calling from Winston-Salem. And the topic of today is, are you prepared to die? And by that last topic, Imam, I think a lot of people are prepared to stay in the house and bunker down and have to go to the bathroom a whole lot. But that doesn't mean that you're prepared to die. And we had several guests comment on it. We have a few other guests. I'm going to bring them on here shortly. I just wanted to remind the callers of what in Quran and Sunnah, which is the Quran, the book that Allah gave us through the Messenger Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, and the Sunnah, which is the practice of this book, which was basically the life of our Messenger, Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who died 1430 some odd years ago. What he said about preparation for when you die. And it was a man who asked the prophet directly. He asked him, when will the hour be established? You know, when is it going to be the day of judgment? You know, he said, you know, the prophet used to use that term, the hour, when the hour is established, meaning, you know, that when that horn, when that trumpet blows, when will the day of judgment be established? And the prophet knows and knew that no one knows this answer. No angel, no man, no jinn, only the creator of the heavens and the earth knows the answer to this question. And a man came and asked the prophet, when will be the hour? When will the hour be established, O Allah's apostle? And the prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, what have you prepared for it? What have you prepared for it? So it's not about when it's going to be, but what have you prepared for it? The man said he didn't prepare very much, you know, as far as his prayers and his fasting and his giving and charity, you know, they were just okay. But he said he really loves Allah and he really loves his apostle. He said, I love Allah and I love the apostle of Allah, meaning he loves Allah and he loves the messenger. I love God. And
Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love Jesus, alayhi salam. I love Moses, peace and blessings be upon him.
That's right.
I love all the messengers. But he said to the Prophet, I love Allah and I love his apostle. And the Prophet said to him, you will be with those who you love. So one of the
Allahu Akbar.
So one of the best preparations we could have is loving Allah the most. Loving Allah the most, and then loving his messenger the most.
That's right.
That is our guidance. That is our key to paradise. You will be raised with the ones you love. So for the generation that thinks, and I would say younger generation, but it's older, my generation too. You love your boys,
right.
Your crew, and all the good, bad, wrong things that they do. You're going to be raised up with them. So you better make
sure
you're hanging out with the winners. Not a bunch of losers, because if you're hanging out your crowd, your parents used to say it. I guess your parents were wrong, right? Our parents used to say you go, you know, be judged by the crew that you with, by the company that you.
That's right.
People that you around you, and that's such an important fact. I mean, our parents didn't know that they were on Quran and Sunnah when they said it, or maybe they did. But alhamdulillah, when they're spiritual and they love their Lord, you're going to say things that correspond with the love of your Lord. So the best preparation for us, when the Imam asks us, are you prepared to die? You know, you prepare yourself. We prepare ourselves with the love of Allah and the love
That's
of
right.
His message. That's right. And you're not going to prove, your actions are going to prove your love. You know, I can't say I love my wife and I know she's got a terrible allergies and I keep bringing her flowers from the garden, you know, mess with her allergies, or she's diabetic and I keep bringing her sweet chocolate gifts because I know she's not going to eat it. I'm going to end up eating it because I like chocolate If I love her, I'm going to bring something that she wants to eat. You know, if I love my parents, I'm going to do something that they ask me to do. If you love Allah, you're going to do what Allah asks you to do. And if you love the messenger.
Love you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I don't mean to cut you. I just want to say something briefly something that a brother asked me about last week. And I believe this brother is sincere. I love this brother. And I believe he believes in Allah. And I believe he believes in all Allah's messengers and prophets. And I believe he believed in the day of judgment when we will stand before Allah to give an accountability for the life we lived in this little brief fleeting moment, like Sister said. This brother wanted to know if this show was for just people who are Muslims or just for the general public, just for humanity. And I just want to share with this brother this show is for humanity. And the brother wanted to know, I let the brother know that we as believers in this way, this is not a religion, it's a way of life. You just mentioned that you can't be a true believer in Allah, your creator, unless you believe in all his prophets and his messengers. And Allah say, so that means that anybody who listened at the show, whatever prophet or messenger you followed, if they told, ain't no if, they did teach the truth until people changed it. They all taught the truth. So if you believe in any of the truth, the messengers of Allah and prophets, you got to believe in all of them, Allah say. And if you believe in any of them, then you will know that the Holy Quran, it represents the best teachings. It represents the truth that they brought to their people in their generation in the past. This is not a Muslim program. This is a program for humanity. Even the title, the reality of the Creator, everybody's Creator. So this ain't a show for just Muslim. And I just want you, my brother, to know that Muslim is an Arabic word. And correct me, Brother Kareem, if I need correcting. That means submission to the will of the Creator. Am I correct?
You're correct, Sheikh. You're correct, huh?
So if you're submitting to the Creator and not his creation, you're a true believer. You don't have to call yourself a Muslim. So on this program, we talks about all the prophets and messengers. We love, the brother just said it beautiful, Abdul Kareem. We love, you got to, if you want to get to heaven, you got to love Allah and obey Allah. You got to love all his prophets and messengers, and you got to obey the teachings in the Quran that they all brought. And all of those teachings are in the Holy Quran. I want to read this from the Quran briefly and then let you bring on this host, brother. This is Surah called Al-Zumar, and it's Surah 39. It won't be long. Bear with me, patient people, if you will. I appreciate you. It says, who then do more wrong? So this is Allah saying nobody can do no more wrong than somebody who do this. This is Allah saying who can do more wrong than a person who utters a lie, tells a lie concerning Allah, just said, and rejects Allah's truth when Allah brings his truth to them through one of his servants. Allah say, is them not in hell and above for blasphemers? I just read that too. Allah say, if you tell a lie, when the truth comes to you and you want to keep doing what you want to do, and then you're going to lie about his truth and you're going to try to make his messenger or teach him his truth that he sent to you to guide you on this straight path, try to push what he's saying to a lie, Allah say, your abode or your home is going to be in the hellfire in the hereafter. And Allah says of these people, like the need to bring the truth to people. He said, and those who bring the truth, his truth to people, and those like me who confirm his truth and support his truth, he said, such are the men and women who do right. He said, they shall have all they that they wish for in the presence of their Lord. Such is the reward of those who do good. So that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds. See that? He'll turn off from us even the worst in our deeds and give them their reward according to the best of what they have done, meaning according to the good intentions you had to do right, even though you might have not been doing a particular right or fell short, but your intent was to do his will. He said he will still forgive you if you repent and just stay with him. Don't leave him. He said, hold on to me, and I'll hold on to you. And so in conclusion, it says, is not a law enough for a law of servants to protect a law of servants? But a law say the disbelievers, the hypocrites and the disbelievers, they try to frighten us with other false gods besides a law. A law say for such as a law leads to stray, there can be no one to guide them on the right way. And a law say such as a law don't guide, there can be none to lead them astray. A law say is not a law exalted in power, able to enforce his will, Lord of retribution? As-salamu alaykum. That's all I wanted to say. That's a lot.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Surah Az-Zumar is a very powerful, surah. And,
sure is.
A very powerful surah. So quoting from that surah is just very powerful. Anybody who has a Quran should have take a chance to read it. Surah 39. It's not very long. It's 75 ayats, but very powerful. Tells the believers
right.
what you need to do. Tells the disbelievers, this is what you need to do. And if you don't do it, there's going to be a price to pay. And if you do it, there's going to be a reward waiting for you. And we pray that we all are in line and in the position where Allah blesses us with his reward and not his wrath. Alhamdulillah. There's a few other callers, but there's one that's been on for quite a while. I just wanted to touch base, 804 area code. The last four digits are 5610. I just want to give a few more people an opportunity to say your name, where you're calling from, and see if you have any comments or anything that you'd like to share. Area code 804, what's your name and where you calling from? Hello, are you there?
They like to listen, Brother Kareem. I know that number. They like to listen.
Okay, no problem. I'll put that on the listen. And all right. And so you're listening to the reality of the Creator. I know a few of these other numbers that are on here. I know they usually like to listen, so I'm going to leave them. And today's topic, again, is are you prepared to die? And we've gone over so many different angles of this same question concerning the virus that we're experiencing right now in this country and every country around the planet right now, pretty
That's
much.
Right.
And a lot of people being very concerned about their physical life.
Right.
And not having that concern about their spiritual life. And the spiritual life is, you know, what the show keeps reiterating over and over again. It's the most important life, because we're going to be in that life forever. This life here, Allah may let us live 80, 100 years. If he lets us live 200 years, I mean, he let the people of Noah live 800, 900, 1,000 years. And very few of them got the message. So it's not how long you live on this earth. It's how soon you get the message and what you do to prepare for the ultimate answer to that message. So what you do to prepare for it. So the coronavirus, you could, like the imam said, you could stock up all the toilet tissue you want. you know, you still can't take it with you. Stock
That's
up
right.
all the food you want, you still can't take it with you. We will be raised up. And we will be judged based on the deeds that we've done that are acceptable to our Lord. Okay?
That's
and don't forget about your soul. Don't forget about your soul. Some people, because you mentioned also, like the man mentioned, some people do a lot of deeds for the wrong reason. And they think that they're going to be saved or protected because, you know, for whatever their circumstance, because of their lineage, because of their bank account, because of whatever showing off they did, and those people
That's
are going
right.
to be the most embarrassed or the most displeased or the most bankrupt people, because none of those deeds counted towards Allah, with Allah.
That's right.
If Allah, If Allah thinks you're trying to show off for the people, that deed doesn't count on Allah's scale for you. Your scale doesn't have anything on it if you did it to show off for the people, because
that's right.
You did it to show off for the people. The people all said, hey, he's a great big person, and clapped for you or put your name on the side of a building or put your name on the street or whatever. And that's all the reward that you're going to get is from the people. So when you get to Allah and you say, oh, I came up with a cure for cancer. Allah said, did you come up with a cure for cancer because you wanted to please me or because you wanted to show off to the people? If it's to show off to the people, that deed doesn't have any weight on the day of judgment. On the only scale that matters on that day is the scale of Allah. The day of
That's
judgment,
right.
The only scale that matters is Allah's scale, that mizan. And if you don't have deeds, if we don't have deeds, I keep saying you, but my mouth is closest to my tongue. And if I don't have deeds that I know please my Lord, that I did just to please my Lord, for his pleasure alone, then I can't expect those deeds to be on my scale of good deeds. I can't work at Burger King and go across the street and tell McDonald's to give me a paycheck. So I have to do those deeds only to please my Lord, and then maybe they'll go on my scale. Because even if I try my best, it's still by Allah's mercy that that deed counts and is accredited to me in a way that benefits me on the day of judgment.
That's right. That's correct.
That's it. So are you prepared to die is a big question. It don't mean did you pick out a plot and did you, pay Russell's or whatever the funeral home is that you plan on going to a couple of dollars to put you on the ground. That doesn't mean that. Are you prepared to die is a much, much bigger question. And if you're still in search of your Lord and his messenger, meaning you don't know Allah and who his messenger is or God and what messenger he sent for you to follow is, then this show is to help you find some light to try to find that creator, whatever you want to call yourself. You know, you might think Muslim's a tough word to swallow right now in this certain climate where, you know, there's so much negative stuff being put on that
That's
term.
Right.
Muslim. So you might not want to claim that term. It might be tougher for some people.
That's right.
That.
And it is.
And it absolutely is. You got it. You know, that's a reality. It's not a, you know, some people's families will turn their back on them completely. Don't call me until you leave that term out of your mouth, you know. So,
that's right.
You know, but if you're trying to please your Lord, then that's what you're asking your Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my creator. You don't say, oh, Allah. We say, oh, Allah, because that's what we were taught by our messenger. But you might say, oh, God, oh, creator of the heaven and earth. Show me the path that pleases you and not the path of those who have gone astray, and not be so naive that think nobody's astray. You know, there's a lot of people astray who want to be on the path, but they may be astray. They might have slipped some of their own, what we call it, Imam, Islam instead of Islam, you know.
Right, their own way.
Their own version of what the truth is. That's Islam.
That's
where,
right.
Where did you get that? My brother, I got it from, I made it up, or I got it from some friends, you know. So are you prepared to die is a much bigger question than do you have a plot picked out, you know, or that, or do you have a will made up? Those are important factors, you know, but we're talking about preparing for the spiritual life and not just the physical life. Again, I'm your co-host, Abdul Kareem, and this is The Reality of the Creator with your host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And are you prepared to die? Man, we have about a little more than 15 minutes left on the show. And I did want to ask you, I mean, I know we approached it from a few different angles as far as preparing for death and our being prepared to die. But as a whole, what do you think the meaning of being prepared to die with this in the spiritual sense, what do you think the what do you think that conveys as a meaning? What do you think is the answer to that question?
Well, first of all, that's an excellent question. First, I know we don't have much time, so I'll try to make it as expedient as I can. First of all, my beloved brother, death is in different senses. You have mental death, you have physical death, and you have spiritual death. And my answer would be that, you know, it's not just leaving this world. That's not, that's one death, the physical death. So, you know, but, you know, while we're on the earth, there's what's called spiritual death and there's spiritual life. So you don't have to wait to die to go to heaven. You can actually go to heaven now while you're living if you live a good life. See, Allah is all good, right? Allah is the one that the creator of the heavens and the earth. So all good comes from Allah. So if you're striving to live a good life and you're sincere here on earth, that keeps you alive. But when you reject trying to, like you just said, please your creator, then that brings not only that physical death, but that also brings on a mental death. You're mentally dead and spiritually dead. And I know we got to go off quickly. I'll say this as quickly as I possibly can and if I'm not cut off.
You have time. You got about 15 minutes, brother. Please, go ahead. You got time.
Okay. Okay. It says to love Allah is to, the creator, is to fear, to displease Allah. Because when we displease Allah, we can't find any peace, any pleasure, nowhere in Allah's creation.
To fear,
and people,
to fear. In Allah, alhamdulillah.
Sir,
I said you said to displease Allah. You said, I think you meant to say to fear displeasing Allah.
No, I said to love Allah is to fear to displease Allah. I did say that.
Alhamdulillah.
So I said after that I said because when we displease Allah, we can't find any peace or pleasure nowhere in Allah's creation. And people thinking that the virus is something. The virus is not the problem. The problem is, as Sister Issa said, it's a hard problem. It's people wanting to do what they want to do. People, Satan don't bring evil on people. Allah said all the evil that happened to people come from our own selves, our own deeds. And Allah say, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not even going to finish that because of the time. You got anybody else that want to come on for a few minutes?
Alhamdulillah. No, just the same. We have a few callers that I know don't speak. A sister from Winston, 301 area code 804. But I'm just going to give them one more person. I know they were on last week and this week. Just an opportunity to see if I missed anything. At least maybe they can give salams. If not, you know, we could continue. But the other, there's about four callers that I think usually they just kind of listen to the show. But the 301 area code, I didn't catch the name or anything. I don't know if you have a comment or if you want to say your name where you're calling from. 301 area code? Okay. So, yeah. So that's it, Imam. The rest of the guests have spoken. I can bring Brother Larry back on if you'd like.
Yes, you can bring Brother Larry back on. That would be a very good choice if he's still there.
If he's still on. His phone is on, but I don't know if he's on the show. 919 area code 247. Are you there, brother?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I'd like to say, you know, in the Quran, Allah, He opens His ayats and His verses given to us as guidance. The most merciful, the most gracious. If we can adopt those two attributes, I'm sorry, you're right, thank you, brother. Those two attributes, most gracious, most merciful. If we can learn to be gracious for what we have and be merciful to others.
That's right.
We're not so much considered sinners are going to hell as you speak. We're not so much considered that if we do harm to ourselves. That's our choice. Allah might not so much as punish us for doing harms to ourselves. Our harm, our biggest problem, our biggest letdown to Allah is that we put blocks and crossroads for others.
Brother Larry,
if we
brother
do
Larry,
harm
I don't,
to,
brother Larry, I don't mean to. Brother, I have to. As a host,
right.
I have to cut you.
Right.
I'm going to let Brother Kareem answer that. Brother Larry is saying that, and he said it before, I want you to answer it for him, not me. Brother Larry is saying Allah might not do punish you for the wrong that you do to yourself, but just only for the wrong you do to others, to hinder them from Allah. Do you agree with that? Is that in the Quran? Have you read that in the Quran?
Unfortunately, brother, it's not one of those comments. I mean, it might be a broad comment that he's saying, and I can't find context for it, but I don't agree with that statement, Brother Larry. The harm that you do to others is worse. Like, if you're guarding or hindering other people from reaching Allah, from the path of Allah, you're punished for them and for
That's
yourself. But you're always going to be punished for yourself too, your own wrongs and your own sins, you know, they're just not going to be multiplied the same way. Like, you could talk about like a Pharaoh, who, you know, killed countless Jews, you know, just one death for him. If you gave him the death penalty, he killed thousands. What's taken his life is not even equal. He killed thousands plus the families he ruined, plus the this and the that. So it's not even a repayment. So he would carry the sin of all of that. He would carry a huge sin. But if you just went and killed one person, or if you killed yourself, you're still going to be punished. So you have to put yourself in a position where you matter. You don't want to go to the fire. And then
That's right.
you want to help as many people as you can stay away from the fire. You want to help as many people as you can protect themselves from the fire. So if you're driving down the road, Brother Larry, and you know that there's ice on that bridge up ahead, and you driving in your car and you're doing 70 miles an hour, you decide to slow down, very smart. You know just 100 yards ahead, there's a very icy bridge. You slow down, and then maybe you put on your hazard lights. You start telling other people, hey, slow down. I know there's ice up ahead. Now you could save other people. But if you just say, I'm just going to stop my car and I'm not going to help anybody else. And you saying, well, I didn't do any harm to them. No, brother. No. Or if you try to cut people off of the highway and run them off the road, you're responsible for every single thing you do. You're
That's
responsible.
Right. Yes.
You've
yes.
got to save yourself from the fire. And then you got to save your family and everyone who you can from the fire.
Yes.
So, okay, Alhamdulillah, I just want to make sure you understand that you're going to pay. Don't think you don't have to pay
yes.
because you didn't hurt anybody else.
Yes, is that not what I was saying? I'm saying Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Let us be, we should be graceful for what Allah, what we have been through. I'd say we should be grateful for going through slavery at this point. We should be praising and thanking Allah that Allah took us through slavery. But what I'm saying is that if I choose to go in some corner somewhere and smoke and drink and do whatever I do to myself, Allah won't hold me so much as punishable or guilty for my sins that I do to myself because that's my choice. If I put any roadblocks in the way of Allah's children, he will surely punish me. If I plot any of this,
where is this coming from, Brother Larry? What can you give me in Allah's word to justify your statement
brother,
or qualify it?
I'm not giving you anything but my opinion.
No, we don't accept that on this program.
Well, if you don't accept it on the program, then maybe I should not be calling in, Brother Shaheed.
Well, maybe you shouldn't because we don't accept that opinion.
Okay.
Only
okay.
the word of Allah in the Quran.
Well, Peace, my brother.
How much time do we have, brother?
You have about 6 minutes on there, and if you have about 6 minutes on there, and if there's, I don't know, and Brother Larry is still on, So I just want to say, I mean, I have him muted temporarily, but no, you're not muted, as a matter of fact. But there is 6 minutes, and then so we have at least 5 minutes to say that there is, Allah does say, if you could, if you've got harm, there is benefit to keeping your harm away from other people, right? So there's definitely more sin for you if you smoke cigarettes or you smoke weed or you whatever. There's more sin on you if you do it out in the open. You go out to a park bench to smoke your cigarettes or smoke your weed or take your needles than if you did it in the privacy of your own home. So there's definitely, so there's definitely, and that's why I say it's all the the context that you're putting it in. I could clearly see how the imam would say, what are you talking about? Because you got to have the right context. So there is definitely, Brother Larry, and if you were coming from that point, you definitely have a blessing from keeping your harm away from other people. You know you a doggone killer. You got an attitude that's on fire when somebody come the wrong way at you, and you just stay to yourself. You don't come out. You stay in your house. You stay away from people just so you could avoid smacking fire out of somebody because you got that fiery attitude and you going to pull that trigger, then there's a blessing to that, okay? But I think the way that you say it kind of makes it seem like you could be evil, and it's okay if you're evil as long as you're not corrupting somebody else. No, you're still going to pay for your evil, right? You're still going to pay for your evil. But yes, brother, keeping your evil out of the limelight, you know, there's a big difference between somebody fornicating and sneaking and taking their girlfriend to some secret hideout and you walking down the middle of Main Street with two prostitutes on your arm, you know, walking past the masjid, trying to give people the salams. I mean, one makes you a complete hypocrite, and there's more sin for you for that. And the other one is you just a sexual deviant, and you're trying to hide your sins, and there's some benefit in hiding your sins. So, alhamdulillah, context is very important. But, Imam, we got about a minute and a half left. We got about, actually on the show, we have about 2.5 minutes. And I know that's something that you wanted to clear up, because being accountable is one of the biggest reasons that the imam has the show, you know, is a reality to the creator of what Allah wants from us. So
that's right.
You don't want to put anything in a context where you're not accountable because of whatever reason. So accountability is almost the base of this show.
That's right.
And ma'am, I want to just ask you on that. We got about 2 minutes left. And I want to just ask you, what is, if I think I'm prepared to die, but I'm prepared the wrong way, I haven't prepared anything in the eyes of Allah, what's my accountability if I think I'm right? I think what I do is right. I don't follow any religious context. I just think because I help old ladies across the street and because, I gave to some to United Way, last year I gave him $100. I think I'm the man now. What's my accountability? What's my accountability for me thinking I'm right, but I haven't done any research to prove or to look up and see if what I'm doing is pleasing to Allah?
Well, you know, based on the shortness of time, I'm going to go directly to Allah, His word in the Quran. Allah, first of all, Allah said He knows the intentions in our hearts. So, I have to go to intention. We are creatures created, I just said, to please Allah, not ourselves. And, you know, there was a saying, and years ago, me coming up, every opinions, everybody got their opinion. But in the Holy Quran, Allah say nobody's word can be truer than His word. And I just stated in the Quran, and there's no justification for sin. Prophet Muhammad said the greatest fight we got against our evil is on ourselves. And so, you know, how can you skip yourself? Even the saying, charity starts at home, meaning doing good, and then spread abroad. How can you go out and help other people and think that I got the right to do bad, to do evil, just because I'm helping other people? That don't make no sense. That's not the word of Allah. Allah haven't given no prophet the right to teach their people. As long as you help other people, Your sin, you can sin all you want, and your sins are already forgiven. I
so
haven't
love.
Read that in the Quran nowhere.
So love each other. Love each other is the basis statement. And Imam, we are just, the show is just closing now, so I want to end it with that word, love. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah, bil alameen. Jazakallah khairan. The song that it ends on the show has on there. You know that song, Brighter Each Day? This one here, you could probably hear it in the background. Here, hold on. You know that song, Brighter Each Day? One of the theme songs on the show. Yeah, man, beautiful song, bro.